by the way, the latest with Shanghai Sam. Well, he seems to be copping it from all quarters. He's been in strife ever since it was revealed he asked a Chinese company to pay his $1,600 travel bill. And since then, a number of donations and trips from Chinese donors have come to light. Now, over the weekend, it was revealed that Sam Dastyari failed to declare that two bottles of wine he was gifted from some Chinese donors was, in fact, Penfolds Grange. Two bottles of Penfolds Grange, worth about $700 each, were given to Shanghai Sam from the same Chinese company that picked up his legal bill. Now, to be fair to Sam Dastyari, he gave the bottles of Grange away to a charity. But the government has still come out swinging today, coming at Senator Dastyari from all angles. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Sam Dastyari has undermined Australia's foreign policy over his comments about the South China Sea. He says Bill Shorten is standing up for Sam Dastyari's right to take cash from a company associated with a foreign government. So he's stepping up the tempo there a little bit, Malcolm Turnbull. The Attorney General, George Brandis, has weighed in, saying Sam Dastyari has been compromised by a foreign government. He says Sam Dastyari will never be able to give a speech without people asking, well, who wrote the script? How much did they pay you for that? And Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne says the ethical rule of being compromised by Chinese business interests has definitely been broken. The federal government is calling for Senator Dastyari to be dumped from Labor's front bench, but Bill Shorten is dismissing this, branding calls for Senator Dastyari's sacking as hyperventilation. So that's the latest on Shanghai Sam.